This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Former player, Green Bay Packer, by the name of Bryce Pott, who was an Iowa guy. And he and I really connected, and I gathered he's a believer and learned a lot from him. And then the pastor of the church that we went to, Joe Erkovich, was just totally instrumental in some of the formation, continued formation of my heart, becoming the man that I've become. And so, and there's other guys too. There were coaches. There was a guy named Bob Sanders, who was a defensive line coach for me, defensive coordinator for a number of years, as well. Was great about that. That we just all tried to encourage one another, because on the Packers staff and being in the NFL. One of the unique things is that there's so much turnover. For me, when I was in Green Bay, we kind of had an older group of Christians for a while, veteran guys. And then that was my first 3 or 4 years. That was Ryan Longwell, Josh Bidwell. Donald was in there, Kabir. There's a bunch of different guys, you know. And then some of those guys kind of went, you know, they went with Tug and Genie. We're in that Peterson. Those guys kind of went, you know, a different route. Then we had some younger guys come in. And so, for me, then it became with a different set, but that fellowship within the locker room was absolutely very important.
Boy, that's awesome. Again, we're talking with Aaron Kampman, former Green Bay Packer, Jacksonville Jaguar. Aaron, last question before we get to a break. You talked about Lindy and the importance of her faith and how strong she was. You guys went to high school together. As an NFL player, not a lot of guys go into the NFL early as somebody who's been married a couple of years. You did that and then ended up in Green Bay. That had to be a great path, I would think, for a guy from Iowa.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm so thankful that the Lord allowed that to happen, and that was part of my plan. You know, Green Bay for us was, I've said this to Lindy before, I don't know what my career would have looked like if we would have ended up in New York. Or, see, before the draft, I didn't go to the combine, so I had some pre-draft visits. I went to New York Jets, Green Bay, and the San Diego Chargers. You talk about a lot of different diversity there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd love to live in San Diego.
Not me. I love Green Bay, pal.
But, you know, from a quality of life, from a very similar understanding of how things were done, the people of Green Bay, the people of Wisconsin, great place to raise our, you know, we had three of our four children there. It couldn't have been better. And having Lindy there from the get-go, our foundation, I mean, it was, to me, it was just a perfect scenario for us.
Until they tried to get you to take your hand out of the dirt, right? What were they thinking? That's just an old sports guy wondering, you know, trying to put you out in space. I'll talk about that some other time. Hey, let's get to a break. On the other side of the break, we are going to continue our conversation with Aaron Kampman. He's done some great work with some mission trips that he's gone on, including with some of the things with Tom Roy that he's done. And again, big fan of Tom and the help that he's given us on this show. He's actually going to be in town middle of February. I'm going to have lunch with him, and I look forward to seeing him. Yeah, I was going to tell you about that later. I'll check your calendar. I'm sure you're busy, though, yeah. Pastor. Let's get you a break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brain Balance of Mequon. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my biggest critic, Pastor Ken Keltner, Brookside Baptist Church, and our guest today, former Green Bay Packer, Jacksonville Jaguar, Aaron Campman. And as I said in the first segment, he played football, but he's not a football. That's not how you define who Aaron Campman is. And if you think I'm wrong, just Google it and read some of the articles. And some of the things that I read on Aaron just made me believe that he played football, but he is much more than a football player. Hey, we had talked last segment a little bit about your mission trips and some of the things that you've done with your wife along with Tom Roy. Can you talk a little bit about how taking some of these trips have affected your life, Aaron?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the first one we went on, as you alluded to, was with Tom Roy and UPI. We went over to Germany. I did a national prayer breakfast over there, and we spent some time visiting a little bit. That was the first time I think my wife and I, and Lindy came with me, where we really saw, you know, this global reality that, wow, we just, you know, I grew up in a small town in Iowa, and so did Lindy, and, you know, we went to University of Iowa, and we were in Green Bay, so we hadn't really done a lot of traveling, and it just started to open up for us the fact that it's a big world out there, and as you read in Scripture, you know, the whole, when you start to see the nations, all nations, and it bring a whole new reality to the fact that, you know what, Jesus is the Jesus for everyone, and for the whole world, and his redemptive plan is for all of us, you know? And so that kind of birthed in me, and I have an older brother who actually, he works with the U.S. Center for World Missions. He has a class called Perspectives on the World Christian Movement, and so I was getting all that from my older brother, and anyway, long story short, we started going on trips, started trying to take athletes with us, teammates. We spent time in Southeast Asia. We were in India with an organization. We were in Africa a couple times, different organizations. We were in Central America with a great organization that I'll even mention, Compassion International, which, in my opinion, hands down. You know, in fact, LBC, you know, as you would know, Pastor, they did some great work with getting their freshmen lined up with sponsoring kids. But
yeah, I think every one of my guys are with that now because of the, you know,
absolutely,
of Compassion.
Absolutely. And got a chance just last year to get to know West Stafford better. We were on a hunting trip together and just to know the. Anyway, long story short. Being able to go and to see some of the global realities and the fact that we can truly have an influence, albeit maybe small, you know what I mean? But every drip matters. And when we open that up, it opens a whole new reality of how we think and how we operate in the world, in my opinion. I mean, I'll never forget the first time we went to India. It was my first Pro Bowl. And we were in India for 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, I was in Hawaii.
Wow. Yeah.
And
man.
Like, I'm going to feel so guilty when I'm in Hawaii, you know? And I'm going to feel so whatever. But, you know, I didn't feel guilty, but I felt responsible because I knew something all of a sudden. And you're responsible for what you know. And so it just created in me a desire to continue to express the reality of the fact that you know, God's the God of the whole world. And we do have a part that we can play here, right where we're at, wherever we're at. You know, I live in Southeast Iowa, and I can have a part in seeing that redemptive story continue.
Yeah, and God puts us where, and He builds that platform for us to be able to minister. When you're talking missions there and some of the places you've been, I just have to believe there was a time, even on some of those trips, that, man, your heart was broken with, you know, not just the physical conditions of where you see people, but even their spiritual conditions. I mean, they just, you know, they're searching for truth. They're searching for what is the answer to life.
That's right. I remember being in India again, You know, we're walking through Hindu temple.
Yeah.
You're seeing some pretty crazy stuff. You know, being an Afro walking through slums.
Yeah.
Outside of Nairobi.
Yeah.
It is the physical need, but more it's both ends. You don't want to separate out. Hey, it's just social gospel. Or, hey, we just got to tell them the truth. It's both. There's so many needs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right. In the end, you want people to see that, and it did break my heart.
Yeah.
For a while,
it did.
You know, challenge whether or not we want, you know. Anyway, it was a great growth experience that influenced our life significantly.
I mean, those slums, it's just so devastating because they build those, you know, out of cardboard, you know, steel, and then they wire, they wire electricity themselves. So if you touch one of their walls, you could be electrocuted. And we got there about 2 days after a 16-year-old girl went to a neighbor's and kind of slipped, caught herself on the wall and electrocuted her, and she died immediately.
Wow.
You know, it's heartbreaking.
Wow. You know, reading one of the articles that I did doing some research for it, when you talked, and the question was regarding one of the trips that you had, and your answer is when a lot of athletes get done playing, they end up in some really tough positions. They have a hard time transitioning because their identity is wrapped up into who they are as a player and what they do rather than who they can be in Christ. We desire to help people understand the invitation that God has given each of us as Christ followers. And I read that and I thought, boy, you know, that is so, when you think of these NFL and Major League Baseball and NBA players, some of these guys, when they get done and they're on this platform that they think that's the platform and it's all about them, and then they get off that platform and they're lost. And this just talks directly to that, Aaron.
It does. I mean, we need, I call them, Philippians 2 people, right?
Yeah.
We need people that understand that it's not about me. And that's the antithesis of what, at some level, professional sports is about. You know, build your brand and this and that and look at me. And I think there's a number of guys that understand that. And so it's okay to totally accept and embrace the fact that you are a role model and that people look to you and this and that. But doing it in a way that reflects. You know, I heard it said one time, a speaker said, I want to be like the moon. I'm just kind of a dumb rock that reflects the light of the sun.
Yeah, how about
you know?
That? Yeah.
And,
awesome.
You know, like, so that reality of the fact of saying, hey, listen, let's use what the Lord has given us from a platform standpoint, but let's make sure that we're not trying to make it all about us.
Yeah, and that's
Go ahead.
You're right, Aaron. That's a message that needs to really be shared with even these younger kids because, I mean, you see, I mean, we're just an egotistical society today, even in sports. I mean, even you go to a high school or junior high, or even I was at a fifth and sixth grade game the other day. Someone from church wanted me to watch their son play. And, I mean, the kids there, they're shooting their jerseys out after they hit a shot. And, you know, it's that image. Right. It's all about me, man. Look what I just did, you know. And that's a powerful message of Philippians 2 there that you're talking about.
It is, all right? So it's servant leadership. I got my degree. I took some online classes down at Dallas Theological Seminary, and Howard Hendricks in Christian leadership, one of the last classes I took, he talked about the ability to really be a great leader. You're always working yourself out of a job.
Yeah.
And in that essence is really servant leadership at its core. Like, hey, listen, we're going to be better together than any one of us could be individually.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't sell a lot of, you know, that just doesn't sell in our society sometimes. But you know what? When you're in it and you feel it, you want it, and you want more of it.
Mm.
Because we're created in the image of our triune God who exists in community and desires relationship. And that's what we need. That's what we want. You know what I mean? And that's why we love being part of teams.
Yeah.
You know, and when you grasp that and get that, that's what's so fun about it. It's something bigger than yourself.
Absolutely. Great, that's a great message. Yeah.
Boy, you're jumping up and down in your chair there.
Oh yeah, I could keep talking.
You know what?
Hey,
I tell you, Aaron,
iron sharpening iron, man. That's
look,
what I like.
You know, there are times that we have guests on that I can just see it in Pastor's eyes that, you know, this is we're gonna talk about this a little bit on Sunday, and this is one of those days. Aaron Campman, we can't thank you enough for the amount of time that you've given us. We really appreciate it. I can tell you that I went into this a couple of days ago, being a big Aaron Campman fan when he played for the Green Bay Packers, And I'm just a bigger fan now for what you do off the field, Aaron. So thank you so much. Continue to walk worthy, and certainly good luck with the biggest role that the Lord has given you, and that is as a father to these four kids. And keep coaching high school football, Aaron. You certainly got a love and a passion for that.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, well, to be sure to tell Lindy we said hello too, because you're also a husband, and that's going to help. That's going to help the boys and your daughter when they see mom and dad loving each other.
Absolutely. My dad told me. He said, I asked him when I had my first child, first boy. I said, Dad, give me some great advice. What's the best advice you can give me about having a son? You know what he told me? He said, love your wife.
That's a smart man right there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, last question: Panthers or the Broncos in the Super Bowl? What do you think?
I got friends on both. If I'm a betting man, which I'm not, but if I was, I'd probably side with the Panthers, just because they've got defense and a quarterback that I think can do more than the other quarterback. Albeit he's a great one. I mean, Peyton Manning's a lot of respect for his abilities, but I'd probably go Carolina.
Yeah, I'm thinking that as well. But we've got a pastor in our church that, Pastor Keith hears us say that we're not taking Denver, we're in big trouble. So, Pastor Keith, if you're listening, I'll take Denver. But if you're not, I'm thinking Carolina. Aaron Campman, thanks a lot for a few minutes. And have a great weekend. And certainly continue walk worthy.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Let's get your break. Other side. Pastor Ken Keltner and I will wrap this up. It is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time. Covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Pastor Ken Keltner, Brookside Baptist Church.
Awesome.
How good was
it? It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Man, what a testimony.
Wow.
I mean, passionate. I'm telling you, that phrase, you can impress from afar, but you can only impact up close. He's an impactor.
He is an impactor.
But to be an impactor, you got to be a connector. He's a connector and an impactor. That goes even further.
We're going to have him back on in a few weeks. After we went to break, we talked about three-dimensional coaching. And we're going to have him on 4 or 5 weeks down the road, because he's so as passionate as he is about some of the things he was talking about, he was equally as passionate about three-dimensional coaching.
Yeah. Well, you could have him on a Saturday, probably.
I could have him on a Saturday as well. That's a great idea. Thank you for that.
There's
a lot of
coaches
right.
listening to that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, and we'll do that. What's interesting is when he talked about his testimony, he said, look, I was embarrassed by it. And then someone said, hey, don't you ever be embarrassed by that.
I like that.
Do you know, it's and your line, and I continue to use it, Pastor, is, you know, we love to hear these stories and never get old. They never get old. If I was his parent, I'd be so proud of the young man that he has become. And I'm sure they're proud of him all the way through. In the articles I was reading, he talked a lot about his father. And his father owned a lumber yard, and he was a quiet guy, and he led by example. And I just thought, you know, he said, look, in this article, he said he owned his own business, so he was gone a lot, but he always had time for us. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that's wonderful. He certainly takes being a father and a husband and a parent. He takes that very seriously, and he understands the role that he's in.
And he goes to his dad for advice. I think when we were off the air, he asked his dad, you know, when they had their first son, he goes, Dad, I mean, you got any advice for me, you know, with a newborn son now, what do I need to do? And his dad said, hey, you need to love your wife.
Love Lindy. Man, that's awesome. Well, Pastor, this is another just a great show, and we need to wrap up here in a minute. Your thought on this game next Sunday with the Super Bowl.
I tell you what, I am rooting for Peyton Manning, but What's going to kill me? I was out in Denver when they got hammered on some games, but when they had Terrell Davis, I was out there when they won the Super Bowl. But man, I was there when those blowouts happened, and then you know what was it, 2 or 3 years ago? The big, you know, that was kind of a blowout. I hope it's just not a blowout on Denver.
Yeah, I don't think it will.
That would make them 2-6 in Super Bowls. But it does. I mean. Carolina looks too good to me.
You may want to keep Pastor Keith away from the radio.
You know what? He's driving to Denver, man.
Is he really?
He wants to go out and watch it with people from Denver.
That's awesome.
I said, man, we could pile into your basement.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, I'll tell you, Aaron Campman was as good a guest as we've had some great guests. But when I said he's more than just a football player, I think people understand that statement now.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great. Thanks, Mike, for setting all that up.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you so much for listening. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcast, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? Now I know for certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.